The Custom of the Country by Edith Wharton. Book 1, Chapter 1.
"Undine Sprague, how can you?" her mother wailed, raising a prematurely wrinkled hand heavy with rings to defend the note which a languid bellboy had just brought in. But her defense was as feeble as her protest, and she continued to smile on her visitor while Miss Sprague, with a turn of her quick young fingers, possessed herself of the missive and withdrew to the window to read it.
"I guess it's meant for me," she merely threw over her shoulder at her mother.
"Did you ever, Mrs. Heaney?" Mrs. Sprague murmured with deprecating pride. Mrs. Heaney, a stout, professional-looking person in a waterproof, her rusty veil thrown back and a shabby alligator bag at her feet, followed the mother's glance with good-humored approval.
"I never met with a lovelier form," she agreed, answering the spirit rather than the letter of her hostess's inquiry.
Mrs. Sprague and her visitor were enthroned in two heavy gilt armchairs in one of the private drawing-rooms of the Hotel Stentorian. The Sprague rooms were known as one of the Louis suites, and the drawing-room walls, above their wainscoting of highly varnished mahogany, were hung with salmon-pink damask and adorned with oval portraits of Marie Antoinette and the Princess de Lamballe. In the center of the florid carpet, a gilt table with a top of Mexican onyx sustained a palm in a gilt basket, tied with a pink bow. But for this ornament, and a copy of The Hound of the Baskervilles, which lay beside it, the room showed no traces of human use, and Mrs. Sprague herself wore as complete an air of detachment as if she had been a wax figure in a show window. Her attire was fashionable enough to justify such a post, and her pale, soft-cheeked face, with puffy eyelids and drooping mouth,